There was a bit of a stir last night at the Human Rights Awards ceremony when former Guantanamo Bay detainee David Hicks heckled Attorney General George Brandis. His outburst came on the same day as the release of a report detailing torture methods used by the CIA. And his question to the Attorney General was how much the Australian government was complicit in the US torture regime. Hicks' lawyer, Steve Kenny, was at last night's ceremony. I asked him if he thought the Australian government was indeed complicit in what happened to two Australian citizens in Guantanamo Bay.
I have no doubt that the Australian government knew exactly what was going on in Guantanamo Bay, and a lot of it was reported in the press at the time. So if they'd simply read the newspapers, they would have known this issue of waterboarding had come up, and the techniques that they were using for interviews in Guantanamo Bay was pretty widely reported.
So what's the legality of torture in Australia?
It's completely illegal. It's an assault. It would be, if David Hicks was treated as he was in Guantanamo Bay, in Australia, he would most certainly have a claim for compensation for the treatment. The problem is it was in the United States, and so far the United States courts have not allowed any of these cases to proceed because the government intervened citing national security reasons.
So this report has taken 2 years to be released, and there's another report apparently that they say we'll never see the light of day into exactly what happened. Why did they actually release this one at all if they would prefer to keep all this quiet?
And my understanding was a political decision by the Democrats in the United States rather than the Republicans. I think it was designed to show exactly what had happened by people who cared about it, despite the protests of the Republican Party, because it happened under George Bush's watch, and he is the one who's responsible for it. And in any event, in my opinion, this report is rather poor and does not cover stories that I've been aware of over the years where a number of people have been reported as having died in interrogation. I remember very clearly one report of a person who had been constantly beaten on his upper thigh and died as a result of blood clots that developed. And I found other reports of people having beatings on their upper thigh only when I inquired of the military to say, well, what is this? You know, what's going on here? And they said, oh, no, that's a designated strike zone that you can subdue a prisoner with. So they used that to absolutely beat people's legs to a pulp. So these sorts of things were not necessarily considered torture, but more spontaneous acts, as it were, particularly in Guantanamo Bay, because the people in Guantanamo Bay, the guards, were told they were beyond the law and they could do whatever they liked.
Now, the reaction to last night's outburst by David Hicks has been for him to be labelled a terrorist by at least one senator. How do you react to that?
The evidence against David Hicks did not indicate that he had ever committed any crime, and indeed everything I knew about David Hicks demonstrated that there was no crime that he had ever committed. So he's certainly not a terrorist. And David was there as a guest of mine. I had personally paid for his ticket. I had put his name on the list about a week ago, as was his father. His father came as well as my guest. David had no idea that Brandis would be there, nor did I, for that matter. It was a spontaneous outburst from David because he was upset to see someone from the Howard government spruiking about their human rights record when they had treated him so appallingly.
So how do you react to the way this is being framed today as, you know, a terrorist being allowed in, a breach of security?
I think it's an appalling piece of behaviour by the government. David Hicks is a free man. He's entitled to attend those things. He has never in any way injured or threatened anyone in Australia. And he was simply asking a minister who had participated in his breach of human rights at a human rights ceremony what he had to say about their failure to protect his rights.
That's lawyer for David Hicks, Stephen Kenny.